104.7 Andy and Mel, 809. We're going to top out of 40 today. It's 25 right now. And I have to admit, I am a big wimp when it comes to this topic of the most dangerous thing you've ever done.
Yeah.
I don't do danger.
Yeah, me neither.
There's something in my brain that tells me danger is dumb. Now, there's certain kinds of danger that I do kind of enjoy, but they're much more controlled. Like, probably the most dangerous thing I ever did on a regular basis was just riding a motorcycle. You know?
Yeah.
In and of itself, not really dangerous. And I was about the most cautious motorcycle rider you could ever meet.
That makes sense, though. Like, I'm the same way with motorcycles. Like, I'm scared to ride on them. I'm better now, though. Like,
oh, well, I wasn't scared to ride them. I'm just saying that's how mundane I am. That riding a motorcycle was the most dangerous thing.
But I'm kind of the same. I'm on the same page as you with that because I would rather be alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I don't like doing those stupid things.
Like jumping out of a perfectly good airplane?
I think I just have too much common sense to do any of that stupid stuff like that.
That's what it is. We have too much common sense. Like jumping out of a perfectly good airplane?
Yeah.
Not going to do it.
I'm not saying that I would never do that.
I won't ever do that.
That I would
unless
be,
the plane's going down.
But you're scared of heights.
I'm not really afraid of heights. I'm fine in a commercial airliner. I'm afraid of falling.
And yeah.
To be more specific, the sudden stop at the end of the fall is what I'm really afraid of.
Yeah.
That's what it comes
down
to.
When I did that thing at Valley Fair, though, where you fell straight down, like that was so
scary. I mean, it would be a rush.
It was a rush.
But it wouldn't.
But scary.
I wouldn't be in fear of my life.
No. But there was, I think, a thought going through my head at first, like, oh my God, I hope this doesn't break.
Let's see. Ben is on the phone. How are you, Ben?
Not too bad.
So, the most dangerous thing you've ever done is?
Jump my old car across the river by my parents' house.
Wow.
Dang.
Yeah. It was getting to be an old car, and we were trying to get rid of it, so we figured we were going to jump it. So
and just trash it?
We put a new seat in it and jumped it. Didn't
just
make the river.
Just a good old boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, though.
Are you Tom O'Pat?
That would have been kind of fun. But what kind of safety equipment did you have for yourself? Like, did you put on a helmet?
Yeah, I had a helmet on. We had a five-point racing seat in there.
Oh, okay.
A buddy of mine, he races Midwest Modifieds.
Okay, yeah, that was
the seat out of there. So
probably a good idea.
Yeah, I was pretty good strapped.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun though.
I bet. Thanks for the call, Ben.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.
There's one other thing. This is very wimpy compared to Ben, but one other thing I did that was kind of dangerous. It wasn't super dangerous, but there was danger involved. Was when we bought our house. We bought it from a couple that smoked in it for 30 years. So we'd gotten all this stuff to, you know, we were about to start painting, but the first thing we did was we rented an ozone machine.
Okay.
I guess they use them in cars a lot, and they also use them in houses to, like, get smell out.
Okay.
It emits a vapor of this ozone chemical, and so run it for 12 hours upstairs and 12 hours downstairs.
Yeah.
And then it'll remove a lot of the smell. However, it is very, very bad for you to inhale this.
That makes sense.
And so turning it on and running out, not such a big deal. Holding your breath and running all the way into the center of the house.
Yikes.
From the outside, which wasn't that far, but, you know, when you're husky, it's hard to hold your breath for very long.
Yeah, I once
and then ran out on the deck and then let it air out a little bit.
I once let off a bug bomb.
Mel's so dangerous. She once lit a snake on the 4th of July.
Well, you do know I'm scared of fireworks, too. I think I'm kind of a wimp listening to everybody else.
Oh, I am definitely going to be a wimp. Danelle is on the phone. How are you, Danelle?
I'm pretty good. I know you said to text or email, but I'm kind of driving.
Well, you can call, too.
Okay. Well, I got one for you.
Okay.
Back when I was 19, me and my boyfriend at the time thought it would be a good idea to climb up to one of those wind machines, you know, that they have over by Lake Benton.
You mean the turbines?
Yep.
The wind turbines?
What?
Yeah.
You climbed one?
How?
Well, he worked on them.
Okay.
At the time. That was a long time ago. So we decided to climb up there at night and do it.
Oh, my God.
Yep, it's about the size of a mid-sized car up there. And
yeah, not a lot of room.
No.
Was the blade turning?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
That would have been kind of windy.
Harnesses or anything. It's about 100.
Oh, God, you're wigging me out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm scared of heights.
Seriously,
so
I'm like shaking my head and my mouth is like.
It's
my
giving
jaw.
Me the willies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Thank you for the call,
wow.
Danelle.
Yeah, you bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I am seriously, it unnerves me to my core. I don't care what the hell they're doing up on top of that thing.
That had to be like the biggest adrenaline rush ever. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's called fight or flight. It's God's programming in your DNA to not do stupid things.
No, I'm just saying.
But apparently some people are capable of overpowering it.
I guess.
Oh, my God.
For bow chicka wow wow.
The whole time she's telling the story, I'm assuming they're like hooked up to harnesses and, you know, whatever. And I was like imagining bow chicka wow wow with safety harnesses on. And that was funny to me. But.
No, up in the little thingy, that room or whatever.
Yeah, no, they're on top of the. Yeah.
Bow chicka wow wow.
Yeah.
That's craziness, though.
Most dangerous thing you've ever done, 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. The morning sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 823, up to 40 today. Not too bad. It's 25 now. Got a text on the most dangerous things you've ever done.
Yeah.
Me and a friend once threw shotgun shells in a fire and watched them go off.
They had to be boys.
I'm assuming that, yeah.
Seriously, guys, come on.
I would have done it from a long ways away.
Yeah. I actually got a text message from my friend Jason. It said, he climbed out the rear hatch window of my buddy's Tahoe, used the luggage rack on the roof to get out on the roof, and climbed back into the passenger's window, all while going 70 miles per hour down the highway. Yeah, dangerous as hell. Kids, yeah. I tell ya, that's what he said on there. That was, yeah.
Do not do any
Don't
of the things you
that.
Hear about on this program today.
God.
The people who survived this stupidity were just damn lucky and not professionals.
Right. You're not a stunt man or woman.
Oh. God. Let's see. I got another one here. It says, when in high school, my dad and uncle bought an old excavator to tear down some trees at an old farm. One day, my cousin and I went out there and put each other in the bucket and started spinning it around in circles as fast as we can. Or as fast as we could.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
all right. So,
goodness.
Let's see here. Troy is on the phone. How are you, Troy?
Good. You?
Good. So, the most dangerous thing you've ever done was?
I would say rock jumping out at a place in the Black Hills called Hippie Hole. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I haven't. Where is it?
To be honest with you, I'm not exactly sure. I think it's out somewhere in Spearfish Canyon somewhere, I believe.
Oh, okay.
But you did
a what jump?
You know, they used to allow. I don't even know if it's legal anymore, but you used to be able to go out there and jump off the rocks into the water.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a pretty rush. It's probably, I don't know, 70 feet up in the air. And come to find out after we had done it, there were a couple of people out there, and they said that apparently there had been a death at some point. So if I would have known that, obviously I would have point. So
yeah,
that was after the fact. So
I don't think even jumping into water, I'm not jumping from that high up.
Yeah, it was. I mean, this was when I was a lot younger, obviously. But
yeah.
It was, come to find out, it was pretty dangerous, I guess, in the life. So.
Sounds like it. Thanks for the call, Troy.
Oh, and also, too, I think just navigating around Sioux Falls during the day at some point is probably another one where you put your life at risk.
It can be sometimes.
Well, driving Louise Avenue around Christmas.
Right?
Seriously. I totally agree with you there.
Yeah. You're taking your life in your hands, definitely. Thanks for the call, Troy.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Love your show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Or driving anywhere in Iowa.
Yeah. That is so true.
We love you, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Aww. We just don't like how you drive.
At least when you're
At
driving
At least when
in
you're
state.
In South Dakota. You, maybe you're fine when we're not around, but you cross that border.
Well, I think when there are other, you know, Iowans are driving with other Iowans in Iowa, that they just all drive so terribly that it just like,
works?
Yeah, it works.
Okay.
You know?
I wasn't going to dwell on it that long, but...
I'm leaving in less than a month, so I can.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that.
I can make all the Iowans mad at me.
So on that note, we've got dirt and more of your calls on the way. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I want to work at a nice restaurant on Valentine's Day and put a fake engagement ring in every girl's drink.
It's 827, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 841. We are going to top out today at 40. Not too shabby. It is 22 right now. And if you have not been by our website, hot1047.com, in the last 12 hours, 18 hours maybe.
Yeah, right around there.
You may have started to see something, or maybe you haven't. Maybe this is completely foreign to you, because some of the people on Facebook, they were like, huh?
Yeah.
It's called the Harlem Shake. I think it was on Friday.
Yeah,
you
Friday.
And Johnny brought this to my attention and said,
we were giggling.
We want to do a video. We got to do this video. We got to do a video of this. I'm like, okay, what is it? And then Johnny sends me the link. And
you can get stuck in watching all the different ones, too.
And it is one of the most stupid yet awesome internet fads ever.
Exactly.
Because, like, planking was just stupid. So many of these things are just stupid.
Right.
T-bowing. But this is also funny.
Yeah, because you can add your own little
because there
spin
isn't
on it.
There isn't a bunch of rules.
No.
You know,
it's just about 30 seconds long.
It's short. It's tidy. It's easy. It's called the Harlem Shake,
and I've never heard of this song before.
I hadn't either.
And it's I don't know. What kind of music would you classify it under?
Dance.
Yeah.
Electronic
EDM.
Whatever. Something
EDM?
Like that.
Yeah. And really, you have to have one person in a helmet, apparently.
Or just some sort of some costume kind.
Well, something covering their head.
There was one of the videos that we saw, or it was actually the first one Johnny sent me, it was of this big office.
Yeah,
and there was one person that was wearing like a full-face motorcycle helmet. And I was like, oh, I got one of those.
So a lot of them are.
That'll be our costume gag.
Yeah, a lot of them are doing do the motorcycle helmet. I did see somebody that had an Angry Bird.
Yeah.
Mask on.
And so the music track that you put under your video is basically this dance song that's probably not going to play here because
it's taking a little bit.
Yeah,
huh?
It's freaking out. I'm about to have a shockwave crash.
Oh,
anyway, oh yeah, there it went.
Shockwave.
Anyway,
what is with shockwave lately? Ugh.
Anyway, you play
Didn't
this
you
silly
it?
Song.
Did
I
you?
Did, but I don't know where it is.
And okay, on Adobe maybe.
I'm working on it.
All right.
We don't need to talk me through it. I know where to go.
I was just asking if that's where you had it at. Jeez.
Anyway, so yeah, go check it out. It is stupid.
The video is funny. I think it's stupid funny.
Yeah.
It makes me giggle.
Who steals the show?
Ben steals the show.
Ben completely steals the show.
However, there are definite parts that I really love about it. Like, I love Johnny. If you notice, he's doing the Carlton.
He does the Carlton better than anyone I've ever known.
He's amazing at it. You're headbanging through the whole thing, and you look like your lumberjack because you have your lumberjack outfit on.
It wasn't a lumberjack outfit. It was just a red flannel shirt.
It's a lumberjack outfit. And then if you notice at the end, I start doing the running man. So, yeah. But the best, and my girls giggled the most, is when Ben starts, lifts up his shirt and starts rubbing his tummy. And my girls thought that was hilarious. They were just giggling and like, look at him! And they're laughing. So,
yeah.
It's mildly entertaining.
It's amusing.
Yeah.
And you'll laugh at it, and then you'll go,
huh,
why the hell did I let them talk me into going and looking at that?
Yeah, but you should go look at it anyway.
It's still kind of fun. Anyway,
you still can't find that music?
No, I can't find it.
Oh, man.
I found a different one. Was it yesterday or day before when I was talking about dubstep? And is it that I'm too old, or do I not like it because I just don't like it, or do I not like it because I'm too old?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I'm getting close to that age. Where, turn that crap down.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying.
There's
some songs that I feel
and
that
it all
way
sounds
with.
The same to me.
A lot of it does.
And another artist that every one of their songs sounds the same to me is Rob Zombie.
Yeah, that's true.
And I came across this. He's got a new album coming out.
Okay.
And there's a new song out. And it's called Dead City Radio and the New Gods of Supertown.
That's an interesting title.
Now, does it sound like every other Rob Zombie song ever recorded?
Does it?
Let's see.
Okay.
Yep.
Pretty much
every Rob Zombie song ever recorded.
Well, you know, when you got something that you like, you'd usually stick with it.
Yeah. Okay. Glad to see that there's a lot of variety out there.
Oh, you know how we've been kind of following, we haven't really talked about it on the air, but we've been following the Argus 911 with the shoplifting stuff this morning.
Oh, yeah, we didn't bring that up.
Yeah, well, there was a bunch of reports of shoplifting in several areas in Sioux Falls
today.
With
a black SUV.
The black SUV, yeah. Six people were arrested or facing shoplifting charges. One of them faces a DUI charge in this morning's shoplifting spree. Apparently, some of the things that were being shoplifted this morning was alcohol.
Oh.
Yeah, and they were... So it looks like they were doing a little drinking while shoplifting.
So alcohol was involved.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a long party to get going at 7 a.m.
Yeah, it started right around 7 a.m.
That's when we started seeing the tweets from Argus 911.
So, but they did catch them, and I saw one of the Twitter pictures, and it looks like they had about 6 cop cars out there.
That's
looks
some like good work.
Somebody decided to run, but probably they
not
obviously
far.
Caught them.
Because running while drunk?
Yeah, plus not to mention the fact that it's slippery. Like, that doesn't sound like a good idea to me.
When I was in college one time, I was trying to get, trying to stay in shape for football.
Yeah.
And by the way, I was of legal age at the time.
Okay, good.
I was 21 or 2. And I had gone to the lake that afternoon, middle of the summer.
Yeah.
And I decided, you know what? I'm still going to go for my run, even though it was not like I was completely in the bag or anything.
I'm feeling a little buzz.
But I was like, no, I'm going to be dedicated. I'm going to go.
All right.
There's nothing worse than going jogging when you're drunk.
Well, would it make you more drunk? Like,
it was just, I can't even explain it.
Okay.
Because it starts moving the alcohol through your system faster.
Yeah.
I will say this. I got over it quicker.
Really?
It seemed like it got
out of your system.
It got out of my system a little faster. I don't know if that's actually true or not, but. All I can say is that it wasn't fun.
I can't imagine that it was.
But I was just being pigheaded. And
did you puke?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't. Because I was, I had just enough food just long enough ago where I was good.
Gotcha.
You know, like I said, I wasn't bombed.
Yeah.
You know.
But you had a little buzz, maybe.
Yeah. My buddies dropped me off from the lake at my apartment. And then I was like, yeah, I'm going to do my run. I'm hardcore.
Ooh.
I don't recommend it. Anyway, we have got Chris Wallace. Remember when? Next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal, 8:57, up to 40 today. It's 22 right now. And yeah, if you missed it earlier, Mel is leaving us. March 8th is her last day.
I'm sad. I'm trying not to be sad right now. I'll probably cry a lot on March 8th, though.
Okay. Well, you're allowed to then. You're not allowed to right now.
I know. That's why I'm trying not to. I've already had such nice comments, though, from everybody. Thank you so much.
If you type certain math problems into Google, you know what it will give you?
What?
Porn sites.
What?
Yeah. And basically the reason is, because there will be two digits in there. If it can't, I read the story earlier, and now I can't remember exactly how it phrased it. But basically, and now I have to sneeze.
Look up, look up, look up. Oh,
no,
there it went.
No, it was too far gone.
Here's the Kleenex.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That went all over my hand.
There's hand sanitizer.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So basically what would happen is if you typed in the equation -4 to the 1/4 power, which to type that into Google, you'd have to put 1/4 in parentheses. It would basically give it it's putting search results below it. It'll give you a calculator and tell you what the answer to that is, which is like 1.4 something. But underneath that, it will do related search results. Well, because some of these porn sites have incredibly optimized search engine optimization.
Okay.
They will sneak in. And some of them they weren't like gratuitous. Like, you wouldn't know that necessarily that they were porn right away. Because at first when I was looking, I was like, oh, that doesn't look like... Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
Oh. Mm. Oh. Yeah. So, if your kids are using Google for a calculator, might want to be careful there. Maybe cave in and spend some money on a TI-80, whatever they're doing now.
Fancy dancy ones.
Do they even sell calculators anymore?
I don't know, because everybody's got one on their phone.
Or their
and your computer has
calculator. I suppose there's graphing calculator apps you can get.
Yeah.
For a phone or iPad or whatever.
Oh, for an iPad, I bet. Like any of the tablets.
Yeah.
They probably have fancy ones for the tablets, I bet.
Yeah, I can't wait to get mine.
That's pretty exciting, huh?
Uh-huh.
The girls love theirs that they got for Christmas.
Jackie will never know we have it.
Yeah, you might want to hide it from
her. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And Rockley's really never going to know we have
it. Yeah, that'd be bad.
It'd be really bad.
Hot 104.7.com.